Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
What else happened while we're on vacation? Wilford Brimley died.
This was so sad.
I know.
I've loved Wilford Brimley as a character actor. He's always, you know, been the, like in Cocoon, which, by the way, Casey, you point out in Cocoon that he was,
he was in his 50s.
Yeah.
He was like 53 years old.
You thought he was like 70.
Yeah. He was like my age. I know. And he was in a retirement
hey,
home.
Vampire.
Yeah.
They won't let me play with the TV remote.
Here's a clip from Cocoon, by the way.
I guess me and your grandma are going away. When we get where we're going, we'll never be sick. We won't get any older and we won't ever die.
You're joking me, right?
No. No.
Would I be able to visit you, Grandma?
No.
That's the beauty.
That's the beauty of it.
That's the beauty of the whole goddamn thing. There's no way on God's green earth you can make it to me and ask me those questions like, where do clouds come from? Sick. But, yeah. 53!
There's more. Hang on.
And we wouldn't be able to visit you either, and that kind of bothers me.
When would you, though, if you did?
Soon, my boy, soon. And you know where?
Where?
Look up. Outer space, my lad. Outer space.
Grandpa's lost it. That's where they finally...
I'm glad you're in a home.
Put a psychiatric... evaluation.
He was great, and obviously in The Natural as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just, he's also in the movie The Thing, John Carpenter's The Thing.
Oh, that's right.
He freaks. He's the first to realize at the rate of spread how quickly this thing could take over the planet.
The only time I was kind of like, hey, was when he was in The Firm and he plays like the lead enforcer, you know. I guess, you know,
he's too paternal.
Yeah, exactly, to play that part. This is a clip of him. He used to do Quaker Oats commercials.
I used to love those commercials.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Well, here's a bowl of steaming Quaker oatmeal. And I can't think of a healthier way to start the day.
Stanley made it for me. It's a Stanley steamer.
Yeah.
Cost you one nickel and 4 pennies. So if you can't be bothered with nickels and pennies, throw them in a jar. Start an oatmeal fund. Quaker Oats. It's the right thing to do.
It's the right
not too expensive either.
All right. I was trying to remember what
the right thing to do.
What their phrase was.
And
the
right say
thing to do.
They sold a ton, obviously many tons of Quaker Oats once those ads hit. They were incredibly effective.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe he's only 53 or 55 in these commercials.
Look like I'm 150.
I mean, when they announced how old he was when he died, which is what, 80?
I don't know.
83, 86.
I'd have to look it up.
I was like, dude, that's how old I thought he was back
30 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, in Cocoon.
Yeah.
Cocoon.
I'm a fan of Cocoon.
I thought he was at least in his 80s in Cocoon. He definitely played that age. And so he was like the kid, you know, Don Amici and
they
and those
were
others.
Legitimately older.
Yeah.
But he
Hugh Cronin.
He had that that sort of authoritative, paternal, grandfatherly way about him,
that's
which was
right.
very cool.
That's right.
Do we have the audio?
We do.
They just discovered some audio of a special he did, Preston, from years ago, spinning some of his home wit and, you know, good advice.
Here we go.
The wit and wisdom of Wilford Brimley.
You know, I never was much for 69. It hurt my knees to get down there, and for what? Just so's I could bury my face in some lady strudel? Folks always seem to be gaga for little babies, but I don't have any use for them. I get fussy and crap my pants, too, but you don't see people shaking rattles at me.
Wow. Is he riding a horse during
this? He's riding a horse,
okay.
Yeah.
When you get to be my age, nothing kills the chill of a Montana evening like a sweater I've just made out of fresh hitchhiker skin. It's the goddamnedest thing, but at my age, when I drop a load, I get the hiccups.
Wow. Wow.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Little bits of wisdom.
He's going to be missed.
He
was that
missed.
Go-to guy.
Yeah, he was 85, by the way, so that's how far he made it.
You know, it's a shame that, like, kids... They won't listen to
they
that.
Won't know.
No, they
won't know that there's occasionally, if you have an orgasm, it might give you the hiccups when you get old.
Get the whole Preston and Steve Show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.